Let's catch up with Monica Joseph, DNR wildlife biologist out of the Crystal Falls office. And I really appreciate you giving us an update for your area. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, it's good to be back on the show.
I appreciate you giving us some time. As I said, I'd like to get an update from you and talk about some specific things in your area. And I would really like to start with the great news first, which is the amazing reports I'm getting from grouse hunters in your area. So let me know what you're seeing there.
Well, it seemed to start off quite slow. It was so warm at the beginning of the season. You know, a lot of people weren't even putting their dogs out or not for long. But we've seemed to hang on for a while, and the reports weren't great at the very beginning, but they picked right up. And reports in general throughout the two-county area that I work are that, you know, birds were up from last year. And in some cases, very good reports. You know, certainly 4 birds per hour for those that, you know, aren't as familiar, I guess, with the country, and sometimes higher for the locals that, you know, have their honey holes that they go to. So it really did seem to take off at the end, both grouse and woodcock.
Well, it seems like, you know, that Iron County area there by you, Amasaw, Crystal Falls, there's so much great habitat for grouse. It's just unbelievable. So even in down years, you tend to be the best spot in the UP for ruffed grouse. Obviously, we're looking at an uptick this year, and I'm curious if you are seeing this trend or if your jury is out on this, because I've been talking to biologists about how this cycle of grouse, it may not be true anymore. Do you think that that's still true? Because it sounds like Minnesota, I mean, they're really starting to peak now.
Yeah, I do think it is true, and there's always a 2-3 year, you know, difference that it might peak. It's not always in the same year every decade. But for us, it's been near the end of each 10-year period. So, you know, 2020 next year would be, you know, the average high of the cycle, but it could be the year before, could it be the year after? I don't think this was the year. I think it will be next year or maybe the year after, probably next year. And, it, you know, we were looking kind of dismal at the beginning, or not as good because we weren't seeing as many birds, but certainly it picked up. And so I'm hoping, you know, with good spring weather and no resurgence in any kind of West Nile or anything, that we will have a better year even next year. But ours has been relatively every 10 years for all of the decades that I've been around.
We're talking with wildlife biologist Monica Joseph from the DNR office in Crystal Falls, and you mentioned West Nile. Have you seen many more cases come through your office there in Crystal Falls?
We had one bird submitted this year. Well, we had a number submitted as part of the study that's being done between Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. So we had great participation from our hunters on that. But as far as birds that looked ill, we had one, I think, submitted for that specifically. And it, again, you know, a low-flying bird or one that's caught by the dog isn't necessarily West Nile. It could have a pellet on it or something else. So, But one out of the 50 that individual had shot. So that's pretty good odds. And we had no other submission from any other bird species or any other species in general during, you know, all of this field season. There weren't many last year, nothing like 2 years ago where we had many species turned in. So, and also this year, we didn't have a lot of mosquitoes in this country, so no vectors to carry that disease. So that may have been part of the reason we saw less of it.
I should have gone fishing down there then. It was crazy.
I've heard
with
mosquitoes in other places, but we were pretty good overall. So.
All right. Well, I'd like to talk to you about the bear season in your area, which, you know, the Amasaw unit is the premier unit in Michigan, in my opinion, at least for hunter success rates. And it sounded like it started out really slow, but came on like gangbusters.
Yeah, it did start out very slowly. And we were looking at our numbers, but we've seen over the years that, you know, between the natural food resource, the weather, hunters are doing, you know, as their techniques go, that it can vary so much. So we tend to kind of hold off on making any calls until we get into the season. And this year it started slow, and then it just took right off in the middle, and then it just dropped right back off. So, you know, many of the stations that are remote, you know, we have paper copies of records of the harvest that need to be entered yet. But in the check stations that we use, We've collected theirs and just tallied up the numbers of bears that were registered in our typical stations. And our target for the unit was 165. We've got 167 registered in our check stations, but certainly you can register an Amasaw bear at any check station.
Right.
So we'll have to wait and see what the overall, you know, take is, because we'll likely add on to that 167. But that would be nice if our desired harvest was very close to the actual harvest. But we'll see once, you know, everybody's information is in.
I'd say anecdotally, that's great news. So I appreciate that. And I'd like to get back with you later this hour and talk about deer and really get into, you know, your management area there. You're right on the edge of that surveillance zone for CWD with baiting bans and CWD drop boxes. And just get a feel overall from you how you think the deer herd looks in your area. So can we get a little more time from you?
Yep, for sure.
DNR wildlife biologist out of the Crystal Falls office, Monica Joseph, will be back with us. So stay tuned right here to The Outdoor Show.